Men's world number 7 Tomáš Berdych had been having a great season so far, recently winning, for example, the Hopman Cup in Australia with women's player Petra Kvitová. But on Tuesday he faced an even bigger challenge, trying to get past Spain's Rafael Nadal at the Australian Open. If he could, he would reach his first ever semi-final at that Grand Slam tournament. And here's how it turned out. The first two sets could hardly have been closer. In the first, both players kept serve to take it down the wire, and in the final game before the tiebreak, Berdych had a commanding 40-love lead before Rafa fought back to win. But Berdych was able to keep enough pressure on in the tiebreak to win the first set, so there he was, one set up. In the second, though, things soon began to sour for Berdych, who saw his serve broken for the first time in the match. The Czech was still able to dig deep and tie things at 4-4. For the second time in the match, the set came down to a tiebreak as nail-bitingly tense as the first. This time, however, the Spaniard Nadal prevailed. In the third, both players broke serve back-to-back, and the match was soon leveled at 2 games each. So far throughout the contest, Berdych had been able to rely on a strong first serve, and he repeatedly punished Nadal on the Spaniard's second serve. But Nadal was more than able to answer at key points and broke Berdych's serve again. And it was at this point, as Australian Open Radio reported, that Berdych began to lose the thread of the match. Nadal served out the third set, taking a commanding 2-1 lead, and here's how AOR described it.
Just clears the net. Nadal down the backhand wing. Berdych throws up the lob. Nadal will smash. That's a brilliant smash. He bounces up and down. He punches the air. And that was a quick set. That was only 53 minutes.
Well, lots of emotion there, as you could hear after that. Things slipped further away for Berdych. He clung to remain in it, possibly also fighting a hip muscle pull, and he never fully regained his earlier brilliance. The death blow was falling behind in the final game on his own serve. Nadal broke serve one last time, and the final score shortly after midnight in Melbourne was 7-6, 6-7, 4-6, 3-6 in Rafael Nadal's favour.
It's midnight, the witching hour. Nadal with match point. He goes down the line, and that's a winner by Nadal. A match he looked so vulnerable in the second set tiebreak. He has come through.
By winning, Nadal set up a clash with classic rival Roger Federer of Switzerland. As for Berdych, in the end, the Czech player had his moments in the match. He will especially rue the tiebreak loss in the second set. And Czech fans' attention will understandably now shift greatly to the other Czech hope at the Australian Open, world number 2, Petra Kvitová, who will face Italy's Sara Errani in their quarterfinal. And if she can keep her championship hopes alive, Kvitová also has a shot at becoming the women's number 1.